So when the Canvas team and I got together to do the initial planning for this year's All Church Canvas for our annual stewardship campaign, we kicked around a lot of ideas for the theme for this campaign. I even Googled bad stewardship themes just to see what we might want to avoid. And I can tell you there are some really, really bad stewardship themes out there. Suffice it to say, we passed on Pony Up. We did, after some conversation, think of this theme, Let Us Shine, which I have really come to love because we have a light. We UUs generally believe that each of us has our own light, our own sense of the divine, or sense of our own purpose. We each have a sense of what we can do in this world. And we, as a gathered community, have a sense of the light of this congregation, or as Alice said, the heart of this congregation. We are getting known in the larger community as being a place of welcome, as being a place where we are trying to do the work to make this world better. Now, it is no secret that I want this congregation to grow. And when I say that, I don't only mean in numbers. I know that numbers are really easy to measure, and so it's easy to fall back on how many people are in the pews on a Sunday, or how much do people give, or who's in religious education. Numbers are great, but that's not really where I want this congregation to grow. I really want this congregation to grow in impact. What kind of impact can we have, not only on each other, but on the world around us? I want us to be a beacon of liberality and welcome in the city of Syracuse. I want our light to shine and show up at PTO meetings, at voting booths, at rallies, at dialogue circles, at neighborhood dinners, at community gatherings. And this congregation has committed itself to growth. You all voted to support a full-time intern next year. You voted to increase our staff in order to increase our capacity toward growth. And I am very happy to say that we will indeed be having an intern next year. Marty Pelham has accepted an offer to be an intern here. He is. You will learn more about him in the next coming weeks, and you will meet him next year. He is a native of Florida who came up to Massachusetts to go to Andover Newton after being a reading and language art teacher. And he will actually graduate from Andover this spring. He brings a wealth of experience and an excitement to be working with us and expanding our presence and impact here in Syracuse. I want us to be doing two things. Welcoming folks who need a community, who want to be engaged, creating a spiritual home for folks. And I want us to be encouraging each of us, as we are able, to also be going out in the world and sharing the love and light of Unitarian Universalism. For some of us, that may mean politics and social justice and making a big noise. And for some of us, that may mean being the kindest person we know how to be and helping our neighbors out when they need it. And it may mean anything in between. I don't think that there is a right way or a wrong way to let our light shine. We just have to not cover it up, right? Let it shine. I meet people every day who are disconnected or feeling disconnected, who are feeling overwhelmed and unloved and without a sense of direction. I meet people every day who have a sense of the sacred, of what is bigger than they are, but they have been really wounded by traditional organized religion. I meet people every day who are looking for community and connection. We have something to offer these folks. And they have something to offer us. We can offer folks a place to belong, a safe place to belong, a place where they can explore what it means to believe in themselves and in others and what it means to have faith restored. And as we welcome folks in our congregation, we are strengthened by that. Our vision is enlarged. We learn new ways of being. We talked about this in our canvas planning, and we decided on using the song This Little Light of Mine as a theme song. Now, you all know that I am not the most musical of people. I often have a lot to learn about music. And I simply thought, hey, that's a pretty great song. It's like really singable. Everybody loves to sing that song. And then I started researching it with the help of Sarah Jo. So This Little Light of Mine is thought, some people think it was a gospel song that came to be an anthem in the civil rights movement in the 50s and 60s, but its history is actually really very unclear. It does not appear to have been a song sung on plantations during slavery, although that's a little unclear. It was first published by Harry Dixon Lowes around 1920 as a children's song. And then it made its way into American folk music tradition when John Lomax documented it in 1939. At the Gorey State Farm in Huntsville, Texas, Lomax recorded Doris McMurray singing the spiritual, or singing this song. And you can still find that recording in the Library of Congress archives. Though Dixon was a white man from the North, the song is often attributed as an African-American spiritual. And this is understandable because it sounds similar to other Southern spirituals of the time. So tracing the history of music can be difficult. Perhaps This Little Light of Mine was a folk song, one generation teaching another generation before the concept of copyright existed. We do know that during the Civil Rights Movement, Zilphia Horton adapted the song and taught it to Pete Seeger. The song is famously tied to the civil rights leader Fannie Lou Hamer. While being detained by police on her way back from attempting to register to vote with other members of her community, she sang that song. This Little Light of Mine, it is a humble little song. Its origins are a little fuzzy. It doesn't put on a lot of airs, but it is powerful. Odetta sang it with the Harlem Boys Choir on David Letterman, the first show after, I believe, September 11th, and lifted it to another level. It is what it is, and there is authenticity in that. It lends itself to one small voice singing it, or a whole choir. You can sing it in summer camp around the campfire, or you can sing it on the way to the voting booth, on the way to the jail, on the way to the march. You could probably sing it as a lullaby. What sounds like simply a children's song has depth. I think we in this congregation are a little bit like that song. We're a little fuzzy in our beginnings if you look at the history. We had a little trouble getting started in the 1860s. We don't really put on airs, and there is an authenticity to our work. We are not perfect, and that is fine, because our heart is in our work. Our heart is in the way we are a community together. Our heart is in our welcome. Let's be that little light. In fact, let's be that bigger light. Let's be the light that lights up the world. In a world without end, blessed be.